All right, bro. What's up?
All right, so we was going to touch on that mental health, but I got a phone call today. Actually, yesterday I got the phone call. Somebody was like, "Murd, man, I need y'all to address this shit. I want to support black businesses and black entrepreneurs." I called this person who was supposed to come take a tree out. They ain't come. I got to keep chasing them down. This person was supposed to come do some drywall. They said, I go to this person's restaurant. Like, they said, I want to support black, but he said, am I tripping? Or am I just over-focused on black people? Am I just holding them to a crazy expectation? Or is there something wrong with black businesses? Like, why is it that I got to feel like I got to go to the white person to feel peace? Like, I just call you and the work's done.
Well,
do you think there... inner hate has to stem from inner hate. There has to be something.
That was deep.
There has to be something to where you're getting. I'm not even going to say you're getting the same kind of service, but everybody fucks up. For you to be comfortable to accept what a white person's doing with their business and not what a black person, there has to be some underlying hate that they're doing something with their lives, they're doing something with a business, and you feel a certain kind of way that they're up.
Can you think of
I think that's off. I don't think somebody has to have an inner hate or whatever.
I'm just saying, like,
as you have money and you want a service provided, I think.
But black people harp on, or is it like you want them to have?
They're
like,
obviously going out of their way to get the black businesses involved. But what I'm saying is, I don't even think it's that deep. I think it just goes from what's the accessibility to how many black businesses? You know what I mean? Like,
but
they're looking after probably one in each group.
You know black people harp on other black businesses that don't handle themselves accordingly.
I feel like they're ready to dive on them.
It's a huge thing.
I feel like we hold them to a standard, as we should.
Do you think we give up too easy though, because we hold them to that standard?
Right. Yeah. Because like it's like the first time you go, it's like, oh, these niggas just like niggas. Ain't got no spoons. I literally went to a Wendy's in Detroit with my dad, and we ordered Frosties. They sold us Frosties, gave us our Frosties, and told us, "Oh yeah, we ain't got no spoons."
Yeah, that's a franchise. That's different. Like that's franchise. That's they're fucking up like just the name right there.
Maybe they just didn't order. They just didn't back order enough.
Spoons. Or whoever their management was, had to put it together.
It's just like I've experienced it myself. Like in Newcastle. There isn't many black businesses, but the ones that, try.
Right.
It's not always a hit. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, but I mean, they can't be a hit right away, too.
But like,
even within the first five years.
Why is it not a hit?
Like, right, you're right. Like, break that down.
Well,
what was not a hit?
The longevity of the restaurant.
No. I'm not talking about that. Like, what made it not a hit? Not the longevity of it. Like, why... did the longevity?
Just preparation, lack of preparation.
That's what I feel too. I feel like black people, literally, in a lot of businesses,
take it for granted.
Don't do their homework when they start a business.
Yeah, because it's a lot of.
You don't believe me?
Like, for instance,
I'm not thinking about just black businesses in general. I'm just thinking about businesses. Like, it takes a long time to even get to a certain 3 to 5 year plan, you're never even quite there. And I just feel like a lot of times you got to say fuck it and just start the business and work out how it goes.
That's how I think. A lot of black people do. They hop in before they do the research.
But at the same time, because your feelings ain't hurt, don't mean like, oh, because these black businesses ain't doing this. It's like, I don't think like, you want to get this, and this done. I don't think those businesses are where they're at. They might have jobs. They're probably just not being upfront.
I feel like it also starts with the location too, because when you go to more
location is key.
When you go to like more metropolitan areas, those black businesses thrive. DC thrive, Atlanta they thrive, California they thrive. Like when you're in those type of areas, you're not really gonna have those complaints about bad black.
You have
businesses.
Options. Like there's a lot of options, and there's a standard
of
like,
black.
When you get that competition, that's what I'm saying. Like, not everybody's giving them the gems that they need to keep it going. Like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they have the access. You know what I mean?
I think you also got to understand, like, your market. Your market is huge on where you're at.
But
you know what I mean? Like,
it's just undersold
a lot. I mean, I don't think a business, like, selling urban clothing in our area is going to survive when the majority of the people
are white.
Are white. It's kind of hard. It's kind of hard for that kind of business to.
But I think that's a different context, though, because that's just them not being whether they're going to be successful or not. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about like unsatisfied customers, people being upset. Like, what's up? Like, why do I feel like I got to do your job for you? Are they over exaggerating? Or
yeah, I think they are.
You know what I'm saying?
Because I think I think anywhere you go, most people like aren't that satisfied. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you go to all these chains, you go to all these other places. You know what I'm saying? Like, they might not have exactly what you want, but you might settle for whatever. And they might just be holding to a certain standard at this point or whatever. But now, to me, it's different. Whenever you're like services rendered, it's different to me. Like when you need work done, if you're gonna do the work. You know what I mean? Because what you're doing is you're selling yourself and you're selling your business to me. You know what I mean? Because once you leave here, you know what I mean, I might not rock with you again because I'm like, yep, I told them just, you know, do what you do. And you left a lot of things just, you know, hanging out there for whatever. And I'll get somebody else. I'll try them out.
I feel like I'm still stuck on the demographics, honestly, because even like any other city I've lived in that they had a more dominant population of blacks, there was a lot more options of, like you said, a lot more options of black businesses. And they've been ran successfully. And like you, if there's some black spots that I've went to in Columbus and Cleveland years ago that I can go back, even Warren, Ohio, I can go back right now. Them shit still open.
Popping.
Still run, you know what I'm saying? Still same shit going on. So I feel like it definitely has to do with the demographics. Like you said, like you can't have an urban where, like, it's not a lot of black people like in these smaller areas to get the support
right
that they need to stay relevant, to stay, you know, to get the business going. Like, I saw they're just like,
so what are they
barely making it is what I'm getting at. Because in Pittsburgh, what's the soul food spot in Pittsburgh they go to all the time?
There's a few of them. There's the fish joint.
Not that one.
Not even black.
It's like a lady's name. It's like somebody's name.
I don't know.
I can anyway, like, okay, like Showcase in Homewood, barbecue spot, fire. And it's quality, you know what I mean? Like, you go there every time, it's going to be the same here. They got the same options. They never running out of, oh, well, we don't got this. It's just enough inventory. They're prepared for their, you know,
consumers.
For their,
hey, them
for
Jamaicans, their they be out of food by 2 p.m.
Yeah, I mean,
which Jamaicans?
That's
in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, but that's a little more different because, like,
No, they just sell out.
Oxtails and goats, like that's
extremely
like,
expensive.
Yeah, that's and you can't, and if you can't overbuy that,
and when you're in an area like that where there's not a lot of Jamaicans, it's like it's in high demand. It's right. Like we got to come get all this shit. It's gone.
Yeah, if you ain't up there early, yeah, it's over for you.
So you being a business owner, like you're a business owner,
right?
What do you do to prevent unsatisfied customers?
You have to step outside of yourself for one. A lot of times, I realize. The professionalism, like we have a small line of professionalism that gets crossed all the time because our first consumers are going to be our peers and our friends.
Right.
And that threshold can be crossed, especially because, you know, we got relationships with each other. Like, man, let me get this for the low. Like, we just have that mentality to try to, you know, look out for each other because we're both something from the struggle and you should look out for me because I'm black and you my brother. Right. Like, that's the mentality that we have.
That's dumb.
Which is like, nah, nigga, like, that's right. We always want a deal. Like, look out for me. Let me get a little extra. If it comes from weed, a haircut, food, whatever we buying, we're trying to get, you know, it's always a little extra. Right. Look out for me because I'm black. And it's like, you're being very selfish because you're only thinking about yourself. You're not thinking about my business and how we can grow and how you're cheating me.
It should be the other way around where you want to support me.
You want to give a little extra.
More.
Like, yeah, I'm make sure your shit thrives. I want to pour into you.
It doesn't happen like that, man.
It doesn't happen like that. And so a lot of times I have to remain professional. So like if someone messages me like...
Word.
Unprofessionally, I have to make sure that I don't respond unprofessionally. But just my nature is just like... Yo, what's up, nigga? I'm trying to get a cut. And it's like, well, shit, nigga, set an appointment. But I can't be like that. You know, I have to. Okay, well, my schedule is this. I don't have this available today, but what I can do for you is I can always try to provide a can-do statement and things like that just to make sure that I'm not being an asshole and taking away the professionalism of my business because I need to be there on time. Like sometimes, like I'm still working on it myself. Like sometimes I'm not late for an appointment, but there's a time I might be a little. If an appointment's at 11, you show up at 10:45 and you in the parking lot. I'm pulling in at 11.
At 11.
You know what I mean? It's right. Like, nigga, I ain't late. You early, but it's like, nah, I should, you know, be prepared.
What you trying to say?
I said it.
And I think yours is different, though, because like, you have that service. Like, and yours is like, really, this is what you
do. I think it's easy for a barbershop to survive.
Is it? Because you might fuck around and go to a wedding and somebody might ask you for a lineup.
If you're running it yourself.
Shit back, and now he don't fuck
with
you.
In my mind, it sounds like it. Black people need barbers. People need barbers.
Yeah, but I mean that's specific. You can like, once you find a barber, that's your barber.
Yeah, that's what I'm.
But also, I mean, mostly.
But also you got to consider like it's not just your barber. Like I'm also a single mother, single white mom of a biracial kids barber as well. You know, so the music that may be playing or something or conversation may be having with you may be inappropriate, uncomfortable for this single mother.
Hence the experience.
So that's why I make it personal, one-on-one, you know, when you come here. And you also have an option, too. In my line of work, it's like you always have an option. You don't have to come here. But I want to make sure that you want to come here.
Right.
So I have to put my pride to the side because the selfish part of me wants to be like, my nigga, I don't give a fuck if you come here or not. I'm going to get my money regardless. Somebody going to want to get a cut from me because I know what I'm doing. But I don't want to make you feel like I don't value you as my customer. I want you to feel like, you know, but then again, you cross that. Calm down, Mert. Easy over there, Stone Cold. I got to make sure that it's a thin line before it crosses over to, you know, personal.
Easy over there, Stone Cold. I'm done.
It was quick, too.
It was
boom,
quick.
And I kept going. Yeah. Shut up.
Hey, so, let me get that key.
So we got two sides to this. What I'm hearing is that consumers need to have a little more patience.
Yeah,
and recognize that you probably have an underlying bias when it comes to black businesses.
Yeah, I feel like, but I don't feel like we should drop that high standard of, as far as the expectation of a black business.
But,
I don't think it changes anything.
But don't expect it to be like Walmart.
No. You know what I think?
Why not?
I think the problem is we don't speak to the business. We talk shit to everybody else but the business.
But a lot of the times,
that person called me and was like, "Murd, I need y'all to talk."
A lot of the times, the black business thinks that you're hating it. They're not trying to hear your advice at all.
And that's the problem.
Oh,
too.
Yeah.
We'll talk.
Any critique is hate.
We'll talk to the businesses next. But let's talk to the consumers right now. Black people that say, I can't rock with black businesses because they're unprofessional. We need to talk directly
racist
to them.
Racist-ass podcast. I can't even get involved.
I think that they need to understand, either have some patience.
I feel like you can. Speak
to them. You know what I'm saying?
Or black businesses target more white people.
Especially if you know them, because the person that I know.
And then
they know the person.
You can't give advice to a black person without having something going on in your life. They can't look at you. A black person can't look at you and think like, I'm doing better than this person.
You gonna try to tell me?
You can't tell me
that
shit.
That ain't just a black person. That's anybody who's that. That's their personality.
Well,
if you're uncoachable,
I'm speaking about just, you know, just our situation. Like, okay, the topic at hand. We're talking about the black misses.
Right. You can't be angry and try to.
You cannot. You cannot.
Look at Joe's face.
I don't know. You're wild. He's wild.
Literally. I mean, because I'm like that way right now. If I have something going on and someone wants to tell me about, like, you, like, say if I'm having a party and you come up to me and say, hey, Ty, man, I feel like you could do this, I'm going to listen to you. You throw parties, you have good parties, but if...
Drop a name.
Someone else, some... Jesus. You feel me? If he come up to me and say something like, hey, yo, Ty, man...
Y'all ain't going to have enough Hennessy?
You do this, you know what I'm saying? The party would be cracking. I'm going to look at him and I'm like, what?
You gonna come regardless.
You know what I'm saying? I'm probably giving the same response that I gave you.
That's what's up.
Like, oh shit. You know what? Damn, I ain't even think of that. Appreciate you, bro.
I think that's
And I'm gonna just keep it moving. I ain't gonna talk about it. I'm just gonna keep it moving. Yeah. But it's hard for people to take advice about
this credibility.
When you put your hard time. Work and time and everything and your heart into something that you really care about.
Especially if it's your talent.
And then someone comes up with an idea out of nowhere, just like a spurt out, like, oh man, you could do this. You're like, Mitch, I've been working on this thing for 5 years, and you're going to come out here try to tell me something that's going to make my business better? What are you doing?
So what advice would you give to the consumer in order to continue supporting, but make sure that you get good quality? Would you, what do you recommend?
Or what have you done in your personal life? Because I know that you've had things that you needed done that didn't get all the way done the way you wanted them to, or you wanted something, and it's just, this ain't for me. Like,
and see, I'm the person I offer.
And keep supporting, like, show them that stuff needs to change and keep supporting. How do I do that?
Yeah, how do you make sure that, because you want to see them succeed and you want to support them, how do you do that? That doesn't, you know what I'm saying? How do you do that? How do you do both? Without wasting your own time, without wasting your own finances.
And or pissing somebody off and then being do
you have a sit down?
No.
Does a sit down work?
Do you deserve a sit down? I mean, is this your personal friend, or are we just talking about a black business?
Do you deserve a sit down? Probably not. You know what I mean? Like, I don't even know what angle you would go.
I think you just have to search for another black business that'll cater to whatever needs you have, and then you have to pay whatever you have to pay, or you have to, you know, get whatever you have to get.
Yeah, that's rough. Like, I literally have no idea what you would do in that situation. Like,
because you're trying to make business personal.
I guess the thing that
I feel the only time black people have an issue with another black business is if they know them personally. So yeah, you can reach out to them.
I think if they're black, it's that. If you go out of town to Cleveland, Ohio, and you go to a black business and they happen to not have no spoons, you're gonna be like, man. And everybody seems like they were black.
That's judgmental, though.
But that's
nigga shit.
But that's the same thing.
Right. That's what I'm saying, stuff like that.
So I think one thing we as consumers can do to support. And at the same time, have patience, is not bash them to other people. If you ain't going to go speak to them directly, don't bash them to other people.
I mean, that's easier said than done.
Right.
Yeah, like if you
receive bad
quality and then someone says, I'm going to go to that business, it's kind of hard not to
open
your mouth.
Support them.
Or, you know, I guess be consistent. If you're going to bash these people, make sure you're bashing everybody.
I bash everybody.
Or just be a better person.
If it's not, it's not right, if the service is terrible.
You know how pissed I was with third base when they just wouldn't put the goddamn wing list online? Every time I would call, they'd be like, go online and look. I'm like, what the fuck? Oh. I'm like,
yeah,
it's not online.
You know, I don't care. Like, I literally don't give a damn.
I did. And eventually they put it up. I'm like, thank you. Like, what's up? Like, I love your wings, so I'm gonna keep. That's the thing.
The quality of their wings
made me keep coming back.
Tiny Teaks in Rochester, worst service you can ever have in your life. Food's fire, worst service you can ever have.
I feel like you could do that.
I feel like if the quality of your food is that good, you
yeah, exactly. So especially a place like that
with the black businesses, if the quality of your product is good enough, people deal with the bullshit. Like, when I lived in Warren, there was this place called Eli's at this barbecue. Eli's took two places. Eli's and in California, in LA, they got this place called Worldwide Tacos. Worldwide Tacos takes an hour and a half to make your tacos. You literally go place an order and go home and come back and go get your shit. And Worldwide is like the best taco place in South Central LA. And you just know what to expect. It's like, all right, I'll be back what, Tuesday type shit to get your tacos. It's like, but the quality of the food is like that you're willing to do it. So if your quality of your product is like that,
I don't give a fuck.
If the quality of your product is like that,
people will tolerate anything.
Yeah, Eli's barbecue, hour and a half to get your food.
You go to any Jamaican spot and they ain't got nothing, you will change your whole menu.
Like,
this is
damn,
what you
I wanted jerk chicken, but you know, shit, I'm gonna fuck with that.
And they'll yell at you too. Like, but I just got here. Why are you yelling at me? That was my first experience, at least. Why is there so much pressure on black businesses, too? Like, y'all just be like, oh, they didn't do this. What is this? Like, it's like, damn, that's a lot of pressure. Because it's like, you fucked up.
But you know what, though? Is it pressure or is it the bare minimum? Because it really seemed like the bare minimum.
I guess it all depends at this
point. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't feel like we don't want much more. It's just like.
But what's your expectation?
Have what's on the menu.
Ooh. Now, if we're just talking about what you got as advertised, like.
Have us on the menu and let me get that shit in enough time without an attitude, please.
Where'd you get that hat at?
Right.
But it seems like it's so hard to get to them to have enough inventory no attitude. Enough inventory, no attitude, and give it to you in a timely fashion. It almost seems like there's always two. There's like something missing.
And I feel like if that's the complaint, that's on the business.
Truth.
Now, if it's something normal, like you just waited a long amount of time, just like any other restaurant, you're tripping. You got a bias. You got to let that go. But
people got to put them. But you know, those businesses got to put themselves to the side. Like just us as black people are very prideful. And
I agree.
When you have like, as a black business owner, if you're a black business owner, you either got a couple, you got a couple dollars to even start your own business. So I'm gonna take advice from who I don't even know if you got money or not. Like people with money don't listen to broke people.
They do not.
I'm not listening. Like not me personally, but like
I don't listen to broke people, and I don't got money.
That's what I'm saying. Like nigga with no money, you like what?
Yeah.
But like
I listen to motherfuckers that owe me money because I want to know what they're doing.
Yeah, like I'm not listening to no broke people.
So I got my business and then you coming in here complaining, my man, this nigga, man, your person in the front got a bad attitude. Yeah. And then it might be my little sister or some shit. Or my cousin or somebody like that. And it's like, what? That's just how he is. It's like, well, that nigga shouldn't be working in the front.
Okay. So let's
talk. They gotta be open to the criticism as well.
But let's talk to the businesses. So you had already said to the businesses that they got to be open to criticism.
For sure.
Pride.
And open.
And like, open.
Don't be closed when you're supposed to be open.
That's for real. Businesses in America are built off of white people. Okay?
Or Americans.
We'll say.
Are they?
I'm not saying like built on like the backs of white people. I mean like the strategy of to run a successful business is
what majority of white people have done. Okay.
So that's the structure. So that's the blueprint that's set. If you want a successful Target, Walmart, any bank in America, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, he's spitting.
So shut the fuck up. I'm saying like that's the blueprint. White people have made the blueprint of what a successful business is. And us, and every time like black people have tried to, you know, create a successful business, white people have, even in the past, you know what I mean, have.
We'll still do it.
You know.
Think we plan.
Completely, like the Oklahoma.
Tore it down.
Just fuck up everything.
Infiltrated and tore it down.
Like, they don't want to see the growth. Okay, so we finally.
They didn't tear down, they just built their own. But go ahead.
So we finally, you know, begin to create our own businesses, mimicking the blueprint that was built from white people. So the standard of what a successful business is going to be based off of is based off of the blueprint of white people.
It's not based off the blueprint of white people. It's based off of the success of.
That was established from the success of built from white people's businesses.
Okay.
So you say that to say what?
Money from banks.
So I said that to say is like, if it's not quote unquote to the white standard, it's not being ran right.
Yeah, I wouldn't say so much that. I feel like if it's
I think I know what he's saying, but he's just not. He's
like, maybe I'm not articulating it the right way. Right. But like
I don't think it's
like people are used to it's big more, business and then allowing whatever happens from a certain construct from America. You know what I mean that you've become used to, like, you know, you go to the Walmart, you go to whatever the supermarkets are, and how they all this. In here isn't looking like whatever, and this isn't feeling like that same, you know, what he said, blueprint, outlook, whatever. And another thing, I think they just feel like, oh, they have the right to tear it down. You know what I mean? Just when it's somebody like that they see themselves in, like they have that, you know, oh, well, they're not doing it that way. So I know this place ain't going to be successful. So fuck them anyway.
Right.
Instead of just being
like even watching those bar raids or whatever. When a guy goes in, like, somebody owns, like, a restaurant or a bar and is fucked up. And then
Bar Rescue?
Yeah, yep.
White guy. His white guy standards.
But that's just somebody like that. With the insight of how to run a successful bar.
And that successful bar is based off of the blueprint of what?
His successful bars.
No, it's based off the success of making consumers. Oh, I got it. Making consumers addicted to this.
Right. Based off of what?
If it's America, you can say that's that. You can say the majority are white.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they're not like.
You can say that about anything.
Right. Any country. I get what you're saying. It's really just how do we keep the consumer addicted?
That's why businesses are so successful in Atlanta, because they compare their business amongst other black businesses.
Okay.
Like when we go to, when I go to like the clubs and the bars or whatever restaurants in black in Atlanta, there's rap music playing in there, trap music playing in there. It's not, you know what I'm saying, like politically incorrect in there. Like the waitress outfits that they wear are not the same as the Olive Garden fucking white shirt and tie with the black apron.
Right. It's like they
they have their own
culture. They appeal
culture.
To the black
culture. We have our own culture, and we're going to do it this culture down here, this way. And it is extremely successful because they compare it to what we believe our own standards should be.
And I think all that is figuring who is our consumer and how can we keep the consumer coming back. I think that that's what every business needs to figure out. Who is my consumer and how can I get them to come back? What's happening with a lot of black businesses is their consumers aren't coming back for a number of reasons.
Fuck them consumers.
And that's not just black businesses. That's a lot of black businesses that aren't successful. It just happens to be a lot of black businesses aren't successful.
A lot of businesses, period, aren't.
Right. I already said that. But I said in our area, what we're talking about is specifically black businesses are, you know what I mean? They're feeling that thunder from us consumers saying, yo, we need more from you.
It's just based off the demographics to me, honestly.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That, again, that's
because
what I'm saying
when earlier. I lived in when you're in a more metropolitan area, when there's more black people in like
one
more
black dominant business, black
businesses
people,
thrive.
But I think that has a lot to do with culture, because when you're around more successful black people, you have access to more mentors, more people who can walk you through how to do this, where to go. A lot of these people that I know from around our Beaver County area,
so you're saying
are doing
those
it
people
from
in
the
those
muscle.
Metropolitan areas, they do more research.
They have more access to research mentors. A mentor is pretty much the same thing as research. Research.
Right. I mean, you know what I'm saying? But you're saying research, but I mean, like, that's different than a mentor, where it's like, I made these mistakes. Watch out for this mistake.
I think that's the
but
same
that's,
thing.
That's research. A mentor can get you there faster.
That's what I'm saying.
Yep. Instead of you sitting down for 2 hours reading a book, this
right.
person could drop that gem.
Right, because anybody can give
minutes.
You a blueprint outline.
When you don't, see a successful black business in front of you, it's hard for you.
Or ever, like...
It's hard for you to even fathom it becoming something, because it's always going to be stereotyped as a black business. In Atlanta, these aren't black businesses.
They're businesses.
Right. In Cleveland, it's not a black restaurant. This is a fire restaurant. Like my man just opened up a third Zanzibar in Cleveland. You ever go to Cleveland? Or just fire.
Let's
like
go.
On bro, fire food in there. Like it's not a black business. It's just like, oh no, we're going to this restaurant.
So from a standpoint of advice for those black businesses that are in a demographic that isn't heavy black, what advice would you give them?
Get online.
Because I say go get exposed.
For
Or find a mentor.
Yeah.
I feel like investing in information is highly important.
I would also say like adapting your own rules to your own restaurant to make it your own culture.
Your own culture.
You know what I mean?
Big
like
time.
But how do you balance your own culture with your area?
Quality.
Your pockets.
Quality. If you got some fire ass tacos and you want these bitches to be Mexican, if they are that fire, that culture is going to be felt.
That's a fact.
Because there's certain places you go to for tacos. There's certain places you go to like, man, they got a crazy brisket.
I told you.
You know what I mean.
And brisket. This nigga.
I ate a brisket today. That shit was crazy.
In L.A., it's by Lamerck Park.
Ruben.
Up to...
World. Ruben and brisket
Yo, fam,
are even
I
the
know,
same
I
fucking
mean,
thing.
I've been drinking. He's already whitewashed.
What I meant was Ruben, but go ahead. Cause he about to throw a bar. Forget that bar. Go ahead.
Fuck my bar. It's fucking Ruben. I'm tired of this sucker.
Ruben and brisket was the same thing.
I'm tired of him sauerkraut eating ass nigga over here.
Hey, Ruben, there's something about a Ruben, but go ahead. I'm listening.
It's over.
You're done. You're done.
He went
right
to,
there.
He went to Arby's and said he got brisket.
Right behind the Jones.
Motherfucker's ill.
But how'd you even get over there?
Bro, he went around the steps. I was watching the whole time. I was like, yo, he up to what the fuck?
We're good.
No.
Good. You giving advice to anybody who's outside of a demographic that's heavy black, what advice would you give them to get exposed and get them gems to succeed?
I would definitely speak with other successful minority. I won't even just make it black, but other my other successful minority businesses, because no one really complains about the Mexican place that runs the tacos and stuff because they have their own culture in there.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
by the way, stop eating El Paso. I don't care if they're brown. That shit is trash. I just got tacos from there.
I don't know. I never heard of that place.
Yeah, where's
it's basically just like the place out there. It's all the same. Yeah. In Chippewa.
Oh, yeah. We went there once.
White people love it. It's like, oh my God.
That's what I'm saying. And you know what? White people love any type of diversity when it comes to like food. Right,
as long as it's like, oh, as long as it's quality.
As long as it's quality.
I feel like I'm really there.
But we're not talking about quality food. We talk about like just a quality experience.
Soul food's from Africa.
Man,
I've seen white people go into Homewood
in Pittsburgh to go showcase and get this barbecue.
Hey, who you talking to?
What's up?
You know what I'm saying? It's like, damn, y'all.
Yeah.
What the fuck y'all doing down here? But they're like, dude, showcase is outstanding.
Yo, my fantasy is going brazy right now.
So step outside your comfort zone and find somebody who's been successful as a mentor.
Yes.
Because to be real, most successful people that I know are always willing to spread the information if they know it ain't gonna fall on deaf ears.
And you're talking about, and we're talking small cities with, you know, I'm trying to start my own business and they don't have no clue. They just, you know, winging it. And then it's like, yeah, well, you open the day, you wonder why you done ran out of food and shit. It's like, cause you undersold yourself. You wasn't expecting the worst. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's like, damn, nigga, like, nah, people might have supported you. Like, other people gonna come. I remember working at the bank. It's one restaurant, black restaurant. I'm like, I told people at lunch, I'm like, yeah, I know this new restaurant just opened up. You know, we should order lunch. They're like, great. Yeah, let's do it. So they, all right, I took everybody's order, sent them in we was having. What time is lunch going to be here? Like, lunch be here around 12:30. I called, placed the order enough time for it. Told them we had lunch at 12:30. My nigga, they didn't show up till like 4.
Wow.
What's the hardest business?
And you still pay for it.
I was, and like, it wasn't even like that we paid for. It's just the people was like, dude, what's up with your people, man? Like, what's going on?
Oh, you was responsible.
Yeah, it was like, I was the, I'm like,
I'm taking this on for them.
Like, yo,
I'm
chill
like,
out, y'all, y'all, chill,
made,
chill.
Y'all made me look bad. The business made me look bad because I'm trying to bring them business because I want to just introduce y'all to something that I know is going to be fire, you know, but that they didn't even get to experience it, nor did they want to experience it anymore because they're like, man, fucking lunch is over. I can't eat this shit at my desk.
Right. More of the story, black people, let's stay in our lanes, let white people just do what they do.
I mean,
can we keep that?
Yes, yeah, why
keep
not?
That shit.
They know by now it's comedic.
White people been doing it for a long time, man.
This nigga's crazy.
Let's just stay in our place.
Everything running smooth, man.
But
pay these taxes.
One piece of advice that I do want to give to all businesses that are just trying to grow from the ground up: the areas that you have a weakness in, hire somebody for it. Mm-hmm. If you're not good at being somebody that keeps appointments and take notes on different things, hire somebody for that. If you tell me Tuesday at 2:00, you know what I'm saying? If Wednesday comes and you forgot, that means you need somebody to keep appointments. You need somebody to keep track of how many pieces of fish were sold on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what
I think we're riding down on a lot of restaurants because that seems like
that's got to
be the hardest business to start, though.
I agree.
You know what I mean?
It is.
Or the bar.
That's I feel like the same thing.
Kind of, yeah.
What do you call that? Host, whatever. I don't know what the fucking.
Right.
Not hospitality.
Hospitality, yeah. There we go.
Okay.
I'm going to go with that.
But yeah, so whatever your weakness
is. Speaking of bar, shout out to my man Timbo Slice. And do I open up the bar, black owned bar in Newcastle?
Okay.
Lounge 724.
Like, say that.
Shout out to my peoples, man. If you ain't doing that tomorrow night after the game, slide through.
Okay.
Lounge 724.
Lounge 724.
If they're
not those wings, I don't want them.
1, 2, 3, into the 4. We on a podcast snapping at your dough.
Yeah.
And, I ain't got no.
Give me the microphone first.
I can bust like a bubble.
Now you know you in trouble. Ain't nothing but a beat, baby. Coming to the castle, bout to blaze and braze it.
Oh,
everybody gon' blaze, huh? You know the youngins, they gon' come through, they gon' fade them. Back to the Lexus, just at hand. We gon' do a thing, and niggas talking stacks, man. We talking to these businesses, tell them to get their shit together. We trying to grind, you know how we do when we mix together.
Ooh.
This shit don't tricks together. We bring them chips together. We bringing chips to you, so get your shit together.
Damn.
And that's just real shit, nigga. You know how we do. Shit, we finna come through like this, that, and this, and
come
that.
On, Murr.
It's like this, and like that, and like this, and that. It's like this.
What's up with you, bro?
I'm supposed to be at one of my cribs right now. Just making sure it ain't an emergency.
I was.
You was ready to come in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I was ready to come in there. That's cool. We can bring it back. Yeah. And so I'm creeping and I'm creeping and I'm creeping. Everybody know got the boy waves dipping. I got the syrup and then I'm pulling and I'm sipping. You know the bitches are steady wildin' cause I'm tripping. You know we styling, got them wildin', got them flipping. Bricks and shit, got the chickens on my nippers. She licking me up and when she sucking on my dicker. And licking my balls cause you know that I'm the shit. Cause I'm the bad motherfucker chillin' from the west side. You know I got the best side, you know I keep my chest high. Anybody wanna see, you know I keep that tech high. You know I let that tech fly, watch out my neck. Let me unloose and get loose. Was a sip, great goose. Got a bad chick next to me, sipping the booze. I then I'm kicking and I'm ripping and I'm flipping my shit. Bad bitch next to me, she trying to suck on some dick. What?
This, that, and this, and up. It's like this, and like that, and like this, and up. It's like this. And we ain't got no love for these souls. So just chill.
To the next episode.
That was nice.
All right.
That was bullshit.
Mine, you on mine? Mine got some bars with it. Mine got some bars with it. Yeah, stars with it. Come to get the car with it.
I hate to get on shit,
bro.
What's up? Because you partnered with a white dude.
Ooh.
Co got a shoe store.
Drop 3, he partnered with a white dude.
You heard that?
Shit. Yeah.
All exclusives.
Rit! Drop! That's when Wayne went crazy on that joint in Louisiana.
Rico manicures his eyebrows.
Yeah.
Manicures his eyebrows with the eyebrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, hit him with that pow pow. Yeah. Coming through, hit him with that rah rah.
Yeah.
Carter gonna knock him out the rah rah. Knock him out the rah rah. Knock him out the I ain't got it.
Mid-bar, I ain't got it.
Slits in the eyebrows.
Slits
in the eyebrow. Head down the floor, shit. Hit up my nigga Kyle.
Yeah.
No style.
Yeah.
No fry.
Nope.
Know how we do, shit nigga. How? It's what they asking, how you get it. With it. How you spit it, how you hit it. So commit it. Do it, we levitate, we grinding. Niggas know how we do shit, fuck it. Time it. I rule the world. I take it back to a hook when I ain't got shit.
Yeah, that's happened.
Free all my.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Black diamonds and pearls. Could it be? If you could be blind, we both shine. Still living for today. In this last, yeah. Yo, excuse me, my name is Mac. I'm coming through in them stacks. And then you know, man, my people call Jacks. When they get your car jacked, then you get called Jack. And then you call Jacks and I come and get your car back. Call the Carfax, I got that. Anybody who I'm fresh from my Timbs to my ball cap. And then you can suck my ball sack, cause I'm all that. Call Keenan Kale and ask him who's the real all that.
Woo!
Off top, I'm ripping, I'm straight sipping. Everybody know I get dipping. Big pickle, I'm chipping.
Hey, you feel it? Okay.
Keenan Kale.
Hey, man, come that, on, bro.
Good burger, that's right, that good right. Burger.
Yeah.
Mondo got that good right. Burger. Put a little bud in it.
Yeah.
Fuck it, that love in it. Niggas get that grub
yeah.
In it. Now how we do? This weekend we hit the club with it. It's yeah. Jay Vaughn's birthday. That's the young buck. Niggas know how we do. Fuck it, nigga. Real smuck.
Yeah.
You smuck, nigga. I don't give a fuck, nigga.
You ain't got no bar, Joe?
Or what you want to say?
You ain't got no bar.
They won't be edited.
Ooh. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Me and Ty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
All that tequila gone.
We just had to play this.
Shout out Miss Sheila.
You scared to death, you scared to look, you shook. Cause ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. You scared to look, you scared to death, you shook. Cause ain't no such thing as halfway. Yeah, no such thing as halfway. My name is AJ, you meet me halfway. I got the passe. My past style was passe.
Passe.
So I should have do that sock passe in there. That's Haitian, no need to. Determination, yeah. Frustration, no contemplating. No masturbating, I got mad bitches, got mad inches, and you know I got mad stitches. Cause when I and then I like Murd, you know he, when he turns all over the curb, he ain't got no words. No brush, ain't got no swerve. Yeah, cause I'ma do it and I'm doing it all that. You know I'm balls act and all that. Yeah, go to Florida and all that. Grab me a fat sack or something, roll it up, it's a ball bag. I'm getting high as a stoner. Y'all know it's a loner. Call up Salona. That's my cousin, first cousin, my mama's side. When my mama died, I cried for a thousand nights on my mama's side. But my mama's alive, I lied. She jumped back three times like Jesus when he died and alive. Goddamn, hey, off the top, man, the resurrection. That boy is flexing and objection. Y'all know, I say Jackson, yeah.
Whose man's is this?
A little bit.
He's killed died. His mama in a freestyle.
Like, back like alive.
Yeah, a little bit. He scared, he looked scared to death, they shook. Cause ain't no such thing as half-rate cooks. Yeah, get inside her, no lava. I ain't never scared of a tiger. I'm a hurricane when I come down, when I hover the range. I know when I hurricane, it rains and pours. Rains and pours, man, your brain is bored. And I blow blames and pour, and his brains is poor. And his brains and pores, like blow
that
and
makes good sense.
When it rains and pours, and I blow blame, when I blaze it pours, and his brains and pores.
That's what he meant. Like pours and pours.
Yeah. Fuck this nigga, man.
You gotta listen.
Yeah,
you ain't better than
I got you.
Sometimes shit just be over our heads, big.
It was just you just had to do that.